This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero in Friedrichshafen, Germany. I'm in the flight design booth with Tom Pagani. Tom, we've been talking a lot here about CS-23 and the revision of FAR Part 23, and that relates to why the C-4 has been slowed up a little bit. Tell us about the details.
Yeah, flight design has decided to reschedule the first flight in the production of the C-4 to better take advantage of the changes that are coming for CS-23 and Part 23 as a result of the work of the Part 23 ARC and the new ASTM F-44 subcommittee.
Now, those changes will be significant, but they're also the final rule probably not out until 2016, if assuming that it makes the current projection. So that means you're going to be out ahead of an airplane, ahead of that with an airplane, a certified airplane that will be actually delivering. So I take it you're going to have a half and half of new regulations and old regulations.
Well, there has been great cooperation between EASA and the FAA on implementing some of the concepts of the new version of Part 23 to airplanes that are in development right now. And we think that it'll be a great part of keeping our target price of $250,000 or 220,000 euros for the C-4, and also it'll allow us to embed more technology into the aircraft at a more affordable price.
What might some of that technology be?
Several of the things we're interested in is envelope protection and some innovative avionics.
Now, at one point you had considered certifying under primary category, but that's no longer in the cards?
Well, primary category would be a route for flight design to take the ELA 1 certified version of the airplane as an acceptable means for showing compliance under primary category. But we feel, and the regulatory agencies feel, that Part 23 is a better route for the plane, and we think it'll bring better value to the customers to have a standard Part 23 certified airplane.
So having said that, where is the airplane with building prototypes and flight testing?
Well, they have established the final mold line. They are continuing development of the airplane along. They are building the first prototype right now, and we expect first flight to be less than a year from now.
And then how will it progress from there? Will you kind of keep things at a slow boil to let those regulations come along?
No, it's really starting to pick up again, and we think it'll be 15 months after the first flight when we have certified airplanes being delivered to customers.
One thing I did want to ask you about is where does flight design stand on fuel? Now, that engine that will be used in there is certified for 91 AKI, which is we call it MoGas, but it's not really a pump gas. Do you think flight design will look at an STC that would allow pump gas?
We would consider it, but it has to be done in conjunction with Continental, of course. I think Continental would like to see some type of standard written for a fuel that is not 100 LOLED. No matter how it works out in the future with the different aviation fuels, we think it future-proofs the aircraft to be able to have it run on a lower octane.
Have you heard a lot of demand for that in Europe, for a MoGas solution that truly is MoGas?
It is absolutely required in Europe to have something that will run without leaded fuel. They're a bit ahead of us in the United States with that, and I think that it'll be very important in the United States sooner or later.
Are you satisfied that the 91 AKI solution, they say that Total is promulgating in Europe, is a real solution, or would you see something like that's less expensive?
Well, in the United States, they say that 80% of the aircraft in the GA fleet could use auto fuel as it is. So I'd like to see more use of autofuel without ethanol being distributed around the United States. That's a solution that we could use immediately for almost all the airplanes.
Okay, well, thanks very much for the update, Tom.
Nice to talk to you, Paul.
It's Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero in Friedrichshafen, Germany. We've been talking to Tom Pagani of Flight Design. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.